Yes, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show. The NBA, it is back, and we are cruising through the month of November. It is time now. We're going to head out to the Eastern Conference, the Atlantic Division, and shine the spotlight on the Philadelphia 76ers. And okay, so let's be a little bit honest here. Not very high expectations on Philly this year. The wins have certainly been elusive. They have opened the season with five straight losses, but in our next segment, we are going to focus on the positive. That's what I'm all about. The 76ers have certainly shown us, from what I've seen, to be a very competitive team. And it is time now to welcome in Gordon Jones. He is a sports writer. He is an author. Of course, the title of his new book that he has co-authored with Eric Stark is 100 Things 76er Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. And Gordon is joining us on our Stuart Cadillac guest line. Stuart Cadillac, real people, real value, real simple. How are you, Gordon, on this Friday night?
I'm doing quite well, thank you.
All righty. Well, Philly is off to another rough start, but what have you seen to give the 76er fans some hope? Because this team, it is loaded. It's comprised with a staggering number of young and very talented players.
Yeah, they seem to the idea that they've kind of embraced is that they will stockpile assets and draft picks and young players and see how the player development proceeds and see if they can turn some of those draft picks into pieces for the long term. So they don't have any high hopes for this season, but they want to try to develop and make sure, you know, see how their future unfolds. I mean, some of the players that they have, last year's Rookie of the Year, Michael Carter-Williams, has yet to play. As we speak, he's going to begin full-scale practicing, and they hope to have him back by the middle of the month. And Nerlens Noel has did not play last year, their young center, and he has shown some promise here in the early stages of the season. Another guy to think about is a rookie wing player by the name of K.J. McDaniels, a very athletic player. Last year at Clemson, he led the ACC in block shots at 6'6", which is kind of a rare achievement. So they have some pieces, and Joel Embiid, their pick this year, is probably not going to play all season. He's a center, and still relatively new to the game, actually. He's from Cameroon, but showed a great deal of promise last year at Kansas, and they think that he will be a piece that they can build around moving forward.
NBA sports writer and author Gordon Jones is joining us tonight right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We don't want to get too far into the interview. We would love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports, and also our podcast page at yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. Gordon, I have to tell you, it just seems like the rebuilding process has been going on forever with the 76ers. I mean, it's been a permanent facet of the team operations. I mean, what do you project in terms of when it will get better? I know you just highlighted some of the core, the key players, but what is your given timetable for them to turn this baby around?
It's a long haul. I mean, I think it's probably, I'm thinking 3 years beyond this one where they finally, you know, get competitive. I mean, they have a great deal of salary cap room. My question is, who's going to want to sign there? Because I can't picture anybody going there if the team is still mired down where they are. At the same time, I kind of understand the approach. The worst place to be is where they were, right in the middle of the pack, where you're not bad enough to get a great draft pick and not good enough to really make a deep playoff run. So they just stripped their roster down to the chassis and decided, well, okay, we're going to start over and see how we can do, if we can build from the ground up. And so they've drawn a lot of criticism from around the league for doing it this way, for the whole tanking strategy. But I see what they're doing, and I don't disagree with it. I think there's some merit to what they're doing, because the worst place to be is to be stuck right in the middle where you just can't get to where you need to be. It's really hard to do. In the last 30 years, only 8 different teams have won NBA titles. So you have to find superstars, and you have to build around them. And the next best place to be is down at the bottom, where you can hopefully build from the ground up like they're trying to do.
Now, Gordon, they open the season, as I said in the open, with 5 straight losses. I mean, when do you anticipate that they will win? Because they have had some, listen, they've had some really tough losses. I mean, the buzzer beater the other night against Orlando, they just,
right.
It seems like they've just got to clean up the fourth quarter. I mean, they're playing good for three quarters, but that fourth quarter, they've got to tighten those screws.
Yeah, and the fourth quarter against Orlando, they had 10 turnovers, which is,
oh, ouch.
You know, just, you know, that's, you can't win playing that way. And going into that game, they had been outscored by 10 points per fourth quarter in their first 4 games. So Yeah, that's. I think that's where their youth is reflected. They don't know how to close out games, and they don't really have any a go-to scorer. You know, as we mentioned, Michael Carter Williams hasn't played yet this year. He had shoulder surgery back in May, so they don't really have anybody they can really look to go get a shot for them. So that's a problem. I mean, again, it gets back to the fact that if you have a superstar player in the fourth quarter, you can say, okay, go get us a basket or get to the free throw line, and they can do that. But when you have a young team and you're still establishing some semblance of an identity, that's really hard to uncover.
Now, Nerlens Noel, he left the game against Orlando with a sprained left ankle. How much time are they anticipating that he's going to miss? And share with us as well, Gordon, I mean, what has he shown you this season? As you had just kind of recapped for the listeners, he sat out all last season with that torn ACL, and now he's got this ankle sprain.
Right. I don't think that's a very serious thing. I don't think that'll be a real long-term issue. And he's shown he's really skinny. He's only 217 pounds.
It's true, yeah.
That's pretty skinny to be playing underneath. At the same time, he has unusual quickness of foot and of hand. The other night, they played Houston, and he was matched against Dwight Howard, of course, much bigger and stronger. And, you know, time and again, you know, he'd be knocking balls away from Dwight Howard when he tried to back him down or whatever. And you know, you get in the passing lanes, he had six steals in the game. The problem is he only had one rebound the entire game, Nerlens. So, you know, and it came with 2:40 left in the game. So you can't have that, you know. So he's got to get stronger. But at the same time, he's shown himself to be an unusual athlete. One of the highlights from the Houston game on Monday night that's been widely circulated is at the end of the third quarter, James Harden, Houston's very fine guard, isolated on the perimeter, and he tried to go to the rim for a dunk at the end of the third quarter, and Nerlens came flying out of nowhere and blocked it. And that's the kind of play he can make. He's a very mobile, active guy, and a guy who can protect the rim, and that's what they're looking for in him. Now, his offensive game is very much a work in progress. His jump shot, Coach Brett Brown worked with him all last season. Before every game, you'd see him out there working with Nerlens on his shot, and it's still not quite mechanically sound. I mean, it still needs some work, but he's getting better. So there are a lot of things that Nerlens needed to clean up, but he's definitely a unique athlete. Last night, or against Orlando on Wednesday night, I should say, he actually led the fast break and threw a behind-the-back pass for a basket, which is not something you expect from your starting center. So he's a very unusual player. So I think you can find ways to accentuate his strengths and minimize his weaknesses, especially if he's playing alongside a bigger, stronger guy like Joel Embiid, which is what they envision at least right now.
NBA sports writer and author Gordon Jones is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We're going to step aside for a quick commercial break, and we will be rejoined with Gordon Jones right here at YSR, the Big East Sports Show.